So we are now coming up to the section of readings leading up to the great solemnity of Christ the King. And we celebrate Christ the King on the last Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the idea is that as the liturgical year is coming to an end, so we will also focus on the fact that at someday all of the world will come to an end. That the physical created reality as we know it is not meant for eternity. Interestingly enough, actually, material reality in a certain sense is made for eternity because God says there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth, but not in the way that we know them. So these are readings that always tend to scare us, and frankly, I think Jesus meant to shake his people up and scare them a little bit. He's saying, look, the people of the times of Noah were sitting there just going about their business, and whammo, in came the flood. And they weren't ready, and most of them died, everybody except for Noah and a couple of people. And why were Noah and his family spared? Well, the main reason is because God warned them. But behind that, because God is warning us here, behind that is the fact that they were living in anticipation of it. Okay. Now, I think what Jesus' goal here is not to have us obviously running around all our lives worrying about the end days are coming. Some people go through life like that. It's like, well, really? And then they get to be old and they die. And it's like, well, I never got to see the end days. Well, you just saw your end day, so there. But I think more importantly is going to be this. If we are living constantly in a state of vigilance, not in the sense of worrying about the end day, but just if we are loving, if we are living day to day trying to be saints, ipso facto, we will be ready. If we are doing our best to hear the word of God, to hear the voice of God in our consciences, to respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to love God, to love our neighbor, you will be ready. And ultimately, it's a matter of not allowing ourselves, therefore, to get wrapped up and distracted by the things of this world. And I think ultimately this is where Jesus was going with these parables and these reminders. He was saying, look, the people were going about their business, they were doing business, they were having children, they were buying, they were selling, they were eating and drinking. None of those things in and of themselves is bad, but they become distractions. And he's saying, if that is where, and the danger is, we so easily get wrapped up in that. Especially with Christmas season. Christmas, by the way, as we know, is supposed to be a time when we're focusing on the birth of Jesus and whatnot. But Christmas is a great example. How easy it is to get distracted by everything that isn't essential in Christmas. And the meal, and the gifts, and the music, and the this, and the that. And it's like, there's a goal behind Christmas. There's a reason we celebrate it. So ultimately, what Jesus is saying is, keep your eyes focused on the one thing that is important. Everything else that can distract us, it's not that it's evil in necessarily, but if it takes our eyes away from God, and if we start to focus inordinately on things that are secondary and make them the first priority in our lives, then in the end, we will be in for a rude awakening.